Okay, this is for the word pleidefe, which obviously isn't a word, but the thing is, I couldn't read what was on the card, so I just used it as a name, which is just the easiest version of including a word in the story. So here is pleidefe. Pleidefe ran through the field as fast as she could. Her branches ached and grew weary. Her leaves fell to the floor as she ran from the poachers. She had never regretted a decision so much in her life as to see the world of the humans. Before visiting their village, she had never left her forest. The other nymphs warned her not to, for humans are dangerous animals, but Pleidefe did not listen, and now she and her beloved forest might pay that price. She ran past the tree line, and her friends looked at her with concern. They then turned towards the farmer's field and saw humans running towards them. The group of nymphs followed Pleidefe until they made it to the forest circle, where many of their kind gathered for socializing. Some had birds on their branches and nests in their hair, others had rabbits scratching at their bark, and some had butterflies flittering around them. They all turned to see five terrified nymphs running towards them. It was Pleidefe who spoke first. I am truly sorry, she said, panting. Humans, they're coming. Hide. As soon as Pleidefe spoke those words, the nymphs transformed themselves into their tree positions, where they were already stood. Mother Etheria looked down at Pleidefe with anger and disappointment before she too metamorphosed. Pleidefe was the last to shift. She looked around at her family, and she was also disappointed in herself. Why would she do this to her people? Why would she ever want to leave her home? Now that the threat of humans cutting them down loomed much greater than before over her, all she felt was regret and self-resentment. She hoped that if anyone was cut down, that it would be her. The humans entered the circle. They had already passed so many of Pleidefe's kin, and she wondered what had become of them. The humans lifted their axes and, "Ariane, I said it's bedtime," her mother bellowed, anchoring her back to the real world. "Blow that candle out this instant." "Sorry, Mama," said Ariane. She blew at the candle, and her room was overcome with darkness. Ariane held the copy of Wilhelmina Farmer's The Woods tightly to her chest and prayed that Pleidefe would still be okay when she opened the book next. When she opened the book again the next morning. So that is another little fantasy story. I mean, I'm really considering writing a story about Pleidefe, the forest nymph. But yes, that was written within the narrative of the story I read out earlier, Synergy, which features the literature professor who's taken on a fantasy quest. Yeah, that's one of the books she read in her youth that inspired her to become a literary professor.